Hey, Anchor Herman, back again for another Daily Spark of Inspiration. And in yesterday's spark, we talked about learning and how it really, at the heart of it, is connecting something unknown to something already known. And that it can be compared to exploring a city that you don't know from the base of where you live, where your hotel is, whatever. And exploring one street and one corner and one little area at a time. And that things become so much easier when you have a map, when you have an overview of how all the pieces fit together, when you can see the structure, the pattern that underlies what seems to be a mess when you just sort of look at it without knowing that. And today I want to point out, I want to go in there, like I'm still kind of there. and I want to point out that, yes, when you start to explore a new subject, it's going to probably feel hard. And you're probably going to feel like, oh, I'm not good at this. This isn't my thing. Because simply, you don't really have an awful lot of reference points yet. And say, if you've ever studied a foreign language, you probably know that the first one was the most difficult one to learn. And then every language after that you learn, it kind of gets easier. Because, oh, that's exactly like in English. Oh, no, that's totally the opposite from the Spanish bit. And so the more points of reference you have, the quicker it clicks. Now, the very first time you learn a new, like a foreign language, the one you're actually really learning is your own, because your own language, you've learned it just sort of repeating and it just sort of sunk in without you consciously really knowing. And once, when you start learning a foreign language, all of a sudden you kind of have to consciously deal with grammar. And the way these things are explained usually doesn't make an awful lot of sense. That's why I think that's what people usually love about Latin, because Latin and ancient Greek and all these, they're the kind of subjects that help you understand the structure, what grammar actually is. So you go from simply just repeating what you're being told to really understanding how the pieces fit together. And that's when things get so much simpler. And it's the same with all the online marketing stuff, you know, from websites to funnels and autoresponders and shopping carts and all of that stuff. It's the same, like if you've not ever really been into computers and all of that, you'll probably think, God, I don't even know, like this is so overwhelming, because the way things are explained doesn't really make an awful lot of sense to you. So how can you get an understanding of the map of the territory? You know, how can you start with one, you know, or start with something like the most important thing and explore that territory first? And if you love a bit of a map, just know what you're doing, get in touch. That's my thing. I really love doing that. Love to help you with it. So, yeah, basically,